You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
That's that lady that's on America Got Talent, right?
I don't know.
What's her name?
Isn't it Tones and I? Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Oh, they all sound alike. That's that's not who I thought it was.
No.
What was it? What's her name? Merle B or something like that?
Mel B from Mel the Spice B. Girls.
Yeah, that wasn't her?
No, this is a new... Mel B hasn't been making music.
This is a Mel B look-alike or sound-alike?
All right, I'll give you that, maybe.
All right.
You're dating us, Kevin.
Oh, I know. If it's not the Beatles, I don't know who it is. All right, well, it's time for the Brinkheider Home Highlight. You know, I love doing Fridays because all the regulars come in on Fridays. I don't even have to book you. You just call me and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. So Tommy Brinkheider is here, but he's brought part of the office with him, Tony Pirano. Tony, you have become Mr. Visibility. We're talking about the Devon Amphitheater earlier. We had Mike Bookhead here, and there are two things about the Devon that stand out in my mind. The great facility and trying to walk around stepping on Tony Pirano, because I feel bad about it. It's kind of like in Iraq and Iran. You know, nobody's stepping on the American flags. But you've got that advertising. That is the most effective advertising I think I've seen. You're all over the place.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And this year, you'll have to worry about stepping on Brittany, Ashley, and I's face.
All right,
so you'll probably choose my face to step on.
The Lamb girls, yes. Right?
Yep.
Are you both still single, or are these you just going by the Lamb name because it's so famous in town?
Well, not married.
All right, so no married name, so you're still a Lamb.
Yeah.
What about you, Ashley?
Same? Yep.
Not married. All right. So they're obviously the Lambs are very well known in Decatur and for other businesses. But the real estate, how did both of you decide to go in real estate together?
Well, I'll weigh in on this one a little bit.
Oh, you did some recruiting.
Scotty, their dad, Scotty. And we all know him as Scotty, and myself grew up together. We went to all through school together. We've known each other since we were kids. And
man, I can't imagine what the teachers went through.
No, I know. It was probably rough on him.
It was rough on him.
But, I kind of had a hand in recruiting these two girls into the real estate business. And the ironic thing is my son works for Scott, and Scott's daughters work for me.
Over at King Lar?
Yeah.
All right. So Scotty owns King Lar.
Yeah.
And... So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's the way this town works, though. It's all connected.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few degrees of separation in Decatur. A lot of people know everybody, and these girls have done fantastic. They got in the business. Brittany got in and got out for a little bit, went in the insurance business, and is now back. And then we got Ashley in, and she kind of came in under me. And Tony, who's a rising star in the business ever since he got in it, because he's a pretty much a marketing genius.
Now, the Pirano name is a very popular name in this town, too.
Yeah, in fact, I get asked that all the time. Am I related to John and Jane? But no, I'm not. No
well, then
relation
there's also Nick.
Nick. I don't know Nick, but I have met John. And
you didn't know Nick?
Nope.
Famous CPA.
Okay.
If you can be famous as a CPA.
And they're great people, yeah. They're great people, but no relation.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they all got great reputations, so I'd play on it.
Yeah.
No,
exactly. I'm very glad they have good reputations.
And so do you. I want to extend a thank you to you because I kind of stepped in this year on the celebration to try to make that happen with our rehabilitation committee. And Nick, you and Tommy both stepped up Brinkheider Realty, and then you as a realtor at Brinkheider Realty stepped up in a big way in supporting and sponsoring. And that's what it took this year.
Yeah.
Were all the believers that didn't want it to go away and trusted that their money would be spent properly. And you guys spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went in as a company, and several of our agents, we kind of played on that ground graphic idea, and we had
that's
agents,
what I was talking about when I was stepping on that.
We had agents spotted pretty much all over the celebration. It worked out really well. Tony had some stuff, and then I think we had 10 or 12 other agents that participated in that, so it was kind of a company effort.
Yeah, did it work for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. We had people all the time sending us pictures of hey, I promise I didn't step on your face. Yeah, they noticed, which is what you want. But more than anything, we wanted to help the celebration. We wanted to make sure it was successful again.
You know what I love about that is that's the old-fashioned advertising. You know, the billboards and the street art. It's a new way to do a billboard, I guess. But everything has gone so technologically, especially in realty. You brought it to this town. I mean, you did all the virtual homes before anybody was doing it when you came back, Tom. Yeah. But it's kind of cool to see the old-fashioned way still works.
Well, you got to have a mix of both, Kevin. I mean, we're working on our website daily. You know, we brought this new site up probably 4 or 5 months ago, and it's gone really well and got people the information that they want quickly. But we also mix that in with some traditional type advertising. So we're going to be doing some additional stuff as a company at the Devon this year, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break for the weather and some sponsors, and we come back. Promise you, girls, ladies, Ashley and
Brittany.
Yes. We'll talk more about the team, and we got a house to talk about when we come back.
Yep.
All right. So, but the weather's not looking so hot.
No, it's not looking good. But you can check out those homes online. Today, snow mainly afternoon, high of just over 30. And tonight, freezing rain, possibly with sleet, temperatures in the 30s, and wind gusts all throughout the night. For Saturday, we're looking at rain, likely before noon. It'll be cloudy day with temperatures falling into the 20s by the afternoon. And then for Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, but a high of only 13. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 7:50. And your WSOY time, or I'm sorry, the current temperature is 23 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:50.
When it comes to building that new home or office building you've been dreaming about, then look no further. We'll sit down with you, assess your needs, offer the best financial guidance for your situation, and construct the perfect loan for you. We're an equal housing lender. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC, customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you since 1887.
Did things change for you financially this past year? Have you just had it with preparing your own tax returns? Let Katz Tax Service in Decatur prepare them for you. Katz Tax Service preparers are trained yearly in the latest tax laws, and you never need an appointment, so you can have your taxes prepared at your convenience. Katz Tax Service, professional service at competitive fees. Katz Tax Service, in the same location since 1972. In Decatur at 812 South 16th Street, just off Cantrell.
Join Milliken University on Tuesday, January 28th for the 2020 James W. Moore Lecture, Unwanted Spy, The Persecution of an American Whistleblower, featuring Milliken alum Jeffrey Sterling. Sterling, author, lawyer, and former CIA analyst, will discuss his fight for justice in the face of racial discrimination, federal espionage charges, and more than 2 years of imprisonment. Hear how Sterling's whistleblowing on the Iran task force ties into today's global affairs on January 28th in Milliken's Kuiper Hall. The event is free and open to the public.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Nick Smith, along with me, Kevin Berhaney, as we are holding down the fort. And Wayne Kent will be here on Monday, Tuesday. I'll be back Wednesday. He'll be back Thursday. I'll be back Friday. And we're playing musical chairs until Brian gets back. And so, Nick, so far so good.
Yeah, going all right.
Hey, we've got Tom Brinkotter, and you know, I love doing the show and getting to talk to the movers and shakers of the community. And Tom, you came back to town from Florida and joined your sister, Carla, to take over the family business, which your dad, Tom, started, or did his dad start? How many generations?
No, my father started it in 1965.
All right, so you're the second generation.
Carla and I would be the second generation. Carla took it over, ran it for about 20, 25 years, and I purchased the company from Carla about 2 years ago.
So it's kind of like third generation in a way, because you're taking the next probably 20 years. Yeah. And the thing is, Tom, Brinkotter's been around for so long, you've got such a great reputation, that you got such a huge market share that your team is building. You just got to be... You got to love to see the youth coming into the business like we have with
Ashley and Brittany Lamb.
That's key to the future, Kevin. I mean, we got to the point where the average age was getting pretty high in the real estate business nationwide. And, you know, we've really been focused the last couple of years in getting some of the younger people into the business, and Brittany and Ashley and
Tony,
he's not
Tony,
that old
yeah.
youth.
Tony's yeah, young. You didn't, why'd you throw me in there?
Little brother.
You know, I'm looking at the hairline.
Oh, man, ouch. I'm wearing a hat next time.
but that's kind of rejuvenated, you know, the business around Decatur. There's quite a few younger people that have gotten into the business, and, you know, the key is to get them trained up right and turn them loose and get them out there. And Brittany and Ashley are a great testament to that. They've just done phenomenally well.
Now, which one's older? Or are you both twins?
Not twins.
I'm 2 years older.
Okay, so, 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, well, you look very similar in age. And so you went into the business before your sister?
That's correct, yep.
All right, so Brittany, you were in first. And Ashley, did she talk you into coming in, or was it Tom?
Well, I kind of started from behind the scenes. I got to work.
Well, you did the insurance?
No. I worked as an assistant, and I got to learn from Tommy and everything. While doing that, I got my license. So that helped me a lot to kind of learn the business inside out.
All right, and so I'm assuming, Tony, that your business has grown so much that you recruited these two to join your team or to form a team.
Actually, it was Ashley's idea when I was talking to her about trying to get some help.
Sorry, she said Ashley, that, I didn't know that.
She said, hey, Brittany's coming back in. Let's talk about being a team. And so we formed the Key Team, and yeah, it's gone incredibly well here in the beginning.
Yeah, it's called the Key Team, K-E-Y.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And so that means that they get all three of you.
That's right, yep. So it helps buyers whenever they're looking. If one of us is not available, sellers, they get the help of all of us. We collaborate on all of our listings.
So when people want something, they want it, but you can't be everywhere.
That's right.
So now you kind of divvy it up. So you have a house for sale.
Yeah, we got one it's not going to be open Sunday. I'm a hardcore Packers fan, so Sunday I just need to dedicate the whole day to the NFC Championship. But
it is going to be Tuesday, though, right?
This one is a Tuesday morning open house, 9 to 11, Tuesday morning, 1325 Manor Drive. And that time doesn't work for everybody, but either does Sunday. So if Tuesday morning doesn't work, you can call your realtor or call us, and we'll get you in there for a private
showing.
Go to
the website, right,
That's
Tom?
Right.
I mean, you can see all there is to know about this.
There's 30 open houses on the website for this Sunday, Kevin. So if you just go to brinkhotter.com, click the open houses button, you'll see all 30 of them.
Non-football fans.
Yeah, the non-football fans. And then that's all the open houses in the MLS system. It's not just Brinkhotter open houses. It's all the open houses that have been put into the multiple listing service.
Ladies, what would you like to tell folks about what you bring to the table?
Ashley?
I got to keep them from arguing who goes first here.
I know you're being so polite.
I would say the people aspect. I enjoy working with people and the different day-to-day that real estate brings.
Is there a lot of tension in a buyer? I mean, this is the biggest purchase some people have ever made. And how do you calm them down?
Every deal is different. Some people just walk right through it with a breeze. And some people, I mean, they're nervous. It is a big purchase. I mean, I would be nervous. So
there's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes on, Kevin. A lot of time you get a first-time home buyer that's never been through the process, and you need to walk them through the process. There's title work to do. There's appraisals to get done. There's
financing.
There's financing. There's inspections that you got to get done. And that's what, you know, the professional realtor brings to the table.
That's pretty seamless. I mean, that's a lot of the stuff folks don't have to worry about because you bring that to the table.
Absolutely. And I will give you my perspective on this team is – you've got Tony and Brittany that are kind of rainmakers, and then you got Ashley that dots the T's or dots the I's and crosses the T's. So they're a very good complement to each other.
No, y'all have been great for coming in and telling us about Brinkhotter's, and I'm glad for the new Key Team. Tony, I look forward to avoiding your advertisement as I go to the Devon, and good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.